Message number 37. How the warning is a gift to mankind. Sunday, January 2, 2011 at 21:45. Why are these messages frightening? My beloved daughter, when people hear these messages, they will question them, challenge them, and pull them apart. More than that, they will pour scorn on them and ask the question, why do these messages not speak more of joy and happiness? Why are they frightening? Surely this approach to communicating to the world would not come from Jesus Christ. Surely Jesus Christ preaches love, not terror. My answer to these charges is simple. It is because I love all of you that I now show you my mercy through these messages. I come first as Savior for all to free you so that everyone can benefit from salvation. My death on the cross was to give you a second chance to enter my Father's kingdom. This time I come back as a just judge. You are all now through my love for you being shown mercy by me first. This mercy takes the form of an advance warning to help you get your lives back in order before I return on Judgment Day. Out of my compassion for each and every one of you, I now give you the final chance to open your hearts and live your lives in the way you are meant to. Joy on earth cannot be compared to joy in heaven. Turn your back on sin, repent, and bring prayer back into your lives. It is out of mercy that I must warn you of the truth. The joy that you believe is missing from my messages is due to the fact that mankind has turned its back on true joy. The joy felt in heaven cannot be compared to the so-called joy you experience on earth. Joy on earth which comes from true love will be pure. Joy that comes from worldly goods is meaningless. My children, the joy I should feel from watching you is short-lived, unfortunately, because of what I witness on the earth today. All that you hold dear springs from worldly possessions or through the acknowledgement from others who praise you. Little time is devoted to preparing yourselves for the next life. The warning is a gift. My mercy is being brought to you as a gift. Accept it. Relish it. Reach out to me, all of you. I am your life raft in a fiery sea that is full of unexpected currents and eruptions. Save yourselves now or face being sucked into a current of such magnitude that should you decide at the last minute to accept a lift into the raft, you will not have the strength to climb in. The purification in the world continues. I am weary, children. No matter how much I attempt to communicate, many of you still turn a deaf ear. Even my priests do not heed my call when I wish to reveal my mercy. As the purification in the world continues and increases in velocity, now is the time to call me, children. Earthquakes and other global disasters. Never fear the storms, earthquakes, tsunamis, floods, volcanoes, and heat waves which will descend on the world to help stop the Antichrist and his army. My followers will be safe in the knowledge of that which awaits them in the new paradise which will result when heaven and earth infuse as one. These things must happen. They cannot be stopped as they have been foretold. These events, however, my children, will be short-lived. You, my believers, will be rewarded for your faith and endurance in the face of huge opposition. The joy then, my children, will be hard to fathom. Those of the light will be enveloped with the glory and love that awaits you. Those in the dark will not be able to stand the light. You may wish to do so, but it will hurt you so much that you will have to hide. But there is nowhere to go except the den of darkness, which is headed up by the King of Darkness himself, the Evil One. Is this what you want? How Satan works through people. Do you understand the terror that the deceiver represents? Do you not realize that he lurks behind every single act of selfishness, greed, and love of self? While you live what you believe to be your exciting, fun-filled, and busy life, spending eating vanity dressing and constant search for the next entertainment, you are blissfully unaware of what is behind your actions. That secret voice which you cannot hear but feel, when you feel an urge to act which coaxes you to seek and seek more fun, thrills, and excitement, comes from the Evil One. No matter that your actions cause you to smile, laugh, and clap your hands with excitement, it is of little weight. These strong desires are designed to help you seek constant self-gratification. What good is that? Does it make you feel good when it is over? Of course it doesn't. When you stop and ask yourself, what if I could no longer do these things, what then? Would it matter? At first, yes, perhaps it would be frustrating, but it is only when you are left with nothing that you will need to focus only on keeping yourself alive. Food will become more important than fun, filled material goods. Then when you run out of food and go hungry, you will realize that none of those former attractions matter. This is the purification that will now take place quickly in the world. Through this purification, a form of cleansing, you will become whole again. Then and only then will you be ready to accept the truth. How Satan leaves you feeling empty. My children, you do not see Satan at work. You cannot see him, yet he spends all his time trying to steal you from me. He causes you terrible pain, children. All the temptations he puts your way use the worldly appeal of money, beauty, possessions, and talent, which are devoured by you because of greed and desire. You believe that when you have amassed all these things that you feel complete. Sadly, this is not true. This is the lie that Satan uses to entrap. When those of you who have reached such lofty heights of wealth find that for whatever reason you have lost it all, then be thankful. For it is only when you come naked of worldly possessions that you can truly allow me into your heart. Message to the wealthy. For those of you with wealth, I do not condemn you. Because you have material comforts, this does not mean you are not following the right path. But you do have a responsibility to share and look after those less fortunate than yourselves. This is your duty. It is not the wealth or material comforts that are wrong. It's not the joy and laughter that you experience when enjoying life that is wrong. It's when it becomes an obsession and when your desire for luxury living takes precedence over your own faith and the welfare of others that makes this an offense in my Father's eyes. Your wealth, homes, clothes, and possessions are like clouds passing through the sky. They are there 1 minute and gone the next. You cannot take them with you into the next life. It is your soul that will go with you. Look after your soul, show love to one another and those who cause you anguish in this life. Follow my teachings. Ask for my mercy. Only then will you join me in the new earth that is paradise. Do not forfeit your inheritance and your place in my Father's kingdom. Your beloved Jesus Christ.